Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria.
Yeah.
Be careful, that one's too spooky, Rhonda.
This one's new, it feels like. It's crisp.
Yeah.
With the crisp sound effects.
And that's the crisp sound of the one, the only, our amazing celebrity guest today, Rhonda Lee Kitts.
You got it.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
That's the fastest we've ever introduced somebody on the show.
Usually we wait about 18 to 20 minutes. Our gravy gals, of course, will know this. The Biscuiteers revel in the moment that I introduce somebody. But we're going to do today's show a little bit different. We're going to introduce people immediately.
Ooh, can I say the good morning and aloha?
Yeah!
Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers! My name is Chuck Thompson. You got dialed on here to the Biscuit Network. This isn't NPR. This is BGR, Biscuits and Gravy Radio. We're here with Rhonda Hanson in the morning.
And I'm Vince Foti.
Hey, guys.
That's not what I sound like.
Wait, was that your Rhonda? Chuck and I'm Vince and you're Rhonda.
Yeah, I'm going to do... Hold on. This is my
hey
Rhonda.
Hey guys.
I'm Rhonda.
I'm Rhonda Hanson.
This is starting to hurt my feelings.
Did you guys ever notice that husbands open doors like this, but boyfriends open doors like this?
Don't tell my boyfriend or my husband.
Yeah, my Hanai boyfriend hates that joke. Guys, the world needs less fake news and more bake news, and that's why I'm proud to deliver one heck of a doozy today. That's right. This is cooking, comedy, and conspiracies, baby. Woo!
Let's play some conspiracy music.
I was expecting something really big after that.
Ooh, we got some conspiracies. Ron, did you have any conspiracies for us?
I got a lot that kind of float around. I got the standard ones of the moon landing was a hoax. I got, they say,
RFK said doctors found a dead worm in his brain.
Wow.
Did you hear that about that one?
There's a rumor that Avril Lavigne is dead. The musician that she's been...
Well, Walmart cloned.
It's kind of like the opposite of like an Elvis, you know.
I thought you were going to say...
Elvis isn't dead.
Avril Lavigne was... Did you hear the one that JonBenet Ramsey grew up to be Britney Spears?
No,
that she wasn't really killed and that Britney Spears is actually JonBenet Ramsey.
That's somebody making conspiracy
theories. And that's why she's having an identity
crisis. Posters in their room. They're like, from my Britney Spears...
Wait, who has a JonBenet Ramsey poster in their room?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Reach out to me at Rhonda.
She was the missing child of a generation.
Yeah. That's,
you got the red yarn connecting the two of them?
I mean, like, if you are...
one piece.
The answers have been here the whole time. That's how a lot of conspiracies sound like to me, and I don't know if they do that on purpose or if the internet's just filled with a bunch of dum-dums, but there are real conspiracies out there.
I think it's the latter.
You can find information to support anything that you believe online, and also there's lots of cyclical information. There are a lot of things that are interconnected that you
echo chambers.
Yes, and so I love the Elvis one, though. You know, with the Home Alone?
No.
How they say that... So there's the common one that Elvis isn't dead.
Right.
Still alive.
Yeah, that's an old one. I think even if he didn't die when they said he died, he'd be dead by now,
that's
right?
That's my theory. But
like
then
Hitler
everybody... one of the supporting things for him not being dead is the movie Home Alone. And they say that he is an extra in the background of a scene where... the mom is at the counter trying to get a rental car, and he's standing behind her in line.
Yes.
And they're saying that Elvis didn't die, that he's still alive, and that he's playing an extra in movies.
In 1992.
Yes.
That was like 30 years ago, though.
32, to be exact.
So I'll show you the picture.
Elvis would be 100 years old.
Well, he was the king.
Yeah, the king of like carotid arteries. Like,
yeah,
there's no way, dude.
King of peanut butter.
Or maybe that's all misinformation.
You and I should do a fool's gold loaf sometime. We should get one and split it.
Pray tell, what is this fool's gold loaf?
Fool's gold loaf is out to get me. Rhonda, can you also Google fool's gold loaf recipe?
I'm showing you guys the picture.
Yeah, that's not. Elvis.
Oh, don't you can't make that's a blatant statement about a conspiracy theory.
That's
online.
Al Borland.
You guys are gonna that looks like, get a very divisive response if you just say that's.
I think that's Richard Kind. Fool's Gold Loaf was Elvis's favorite sandwich. It was like a whole loaf of bread, and you would he would scoop out the middle, and he would fill it with a pound of fried bacon, yep, a whole jar of peanut butter, and a whole jar of jelly, I believe.
Mm. That sounds really good, actually.
Yeah, dog.
We should do a Fool's Gold Loaf
you
challenge.
Should eat it on the toilet.
Yes.
And for that, catch just our Patreon. We were just talking about doing a Patreon. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's actually do some housekeeping while we're still at the top of the show.
Housekeeping.
This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. We're on 88.5 KKU FM, the voice of gravy. You can also watch us live right now on Channel 55. We're on a Kaku.
I'm waving.
We're waving to the folks
you're
at home
missing
right
out.
Now.
If you're
you can't
driving,
see us.
If you're driving, pull over on the side of the road. It's only 90 degrees outside.
Also, you can listen to all of our past episodes commercial free if you look up Biscuits and Gravy 808 on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you happen to get your podcast. From just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. We also have a Patreon, which we might actually be creating content for soon.
We'll keep you
abreast on that.
You should come up with crazy recipes to try and then have different camps on Patreon. Like you can pay money into the camp of eat this, or you can pay money into don't eat this.
Ooh.
And then it can be a competing thing.
Who wants to see us not eat something?
I don't know. People love to be contrarian. You guys know that more than anything.
I guess so.
Oh, reptile overlords?
That's not true, Rhonda.
That's exactly.
I'm not a contrarian.
Also, don't make fun of our evil reptile shape-shifting demonoid lizard people.
I do nothing but respect.
Or else they're going to kick us off the air, like every time we mention Hillary Clinton.
Okay, be careful, though, because I had 4 episodes last year where we talked about Hillary Clinton.
And all of a sudden, the transponder is going to stop working.
Or like the emergency broadcast system kicked in, but on no one else's station.
Also, you can catch us at Vibe Open Mic Tuesday nights in Kihei if you're a comedy fan. That's where we do one of our comedic open nights. There's also an open mic at Story, which is on Mondays in Paella. And Rhonda, you've been hosting that one lately, and it's been amazing.
I hosted last Monday, and I'll be hosting next Monday. There's no way it's not going to be better than last Monday.
Are you bringing a taser? I think this is what this has to devolve to.
Oh my gosh. I was like, there's weird vibes in here. Dude. Normally,
tension, bro. Yeah. The tension in that room, you just bottle it.
Well, and then you encouraged it by antagonizing probably mentally unwell person.
Well, and you know, it takes one to know one.
You know who else hosts that open mic from time to time is friend of the show Chino LaForge.
Whoa.
And Chino LaForge also is in Moku Moku. So we're happy to announce, we did mention this a couple weeks ago, Moku Moku is now available to stream on Amazon Prime.
Get that QR code in there, baby.
So
yeah.
if you're watching TV, scan the QR code off your TV screen. I don't know if that works, but it is available to stream on Amazon Prime. And we're going to be putting up posters and giving out handbills and distributing tracks and stuff like that. So
giving out hand what?
Handbills.
Giving out tons of handbills.
Oh, yeah. Just been giving out handbills
like
left and right.
Especially in public bathrooms. I think that's the best place for handbills.
Yeah, you stick them through the hole.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if... you were like going to the bathroom and somebody slipped a flyer in through a glory hole.
I mean, that's probably one of the better things that's ever been slipped.
I was like, I've just been looking for something to read. This is the perfect circumstance to have reading material handed to you.
For every public restroom is a glory slit where you can shove a piece of paper in between this 3-inch gap between the restroom door.
Yes, that's why all the bathrooms in America have that gap.
Yep, it's for handbills.
It's for handbills and flyers.
Mm-hmm. And for somebody to make full face eye contact with you.
Or a small
women's
newspaper.
Rooms are the same way.
Yeah, there's a giant gap. I don't know who's doing measurements for the bathrooms, but there's always a foot gap between.
Women's rooms
have the koala care in it too, right? With a thing that folds down to not have sex on, but to take care of your baby.
Sometimes.
Or maybe Chuck could have sex on that.
I mean, first of all, it can't support
Chuck
me.
Put Sit Chuck up on the little koala changing table.
You have to buckle.
And just have your way
in
with him.
There's a buckle.
Give me
on
a couple
there too.
Handbills.
You do have to buckle in when you're having sex with
buckle
Chuck.
Buckle in for safety.
It's like
baby.
It's like when you go fishing for a marlin. They have the the captain seats with. You got to buckle into
a human anchor.
Reel it in, everybody.
Oh my goodness, that's disgusting.
Chino is the regular host of the story, Mike. I'm just filling in for him while he is on the mainland.
But yes, but
while he's doing tour, he's at the Strat.
And if
in,
you haven't
Vegas,
seen
Vegas, baby,
if you haven't seen Moku Moku is a locally filmed and produced TV show.
Yeah. On Amazon Prime. It's available on Prime right
that's
now.
That's super funny. So it is. We are legally obligated to say it's available on Amazon. It's streaming. On Amazon Prime.
Moku Moku, baby. An original Hawaii comedy series.
M-O-K-U. Such a good show. Chino has really gotten a little bit of a following from playing Peely.
As he should.
Is it true he has a stalker now?
Characters. Oh, yeah. I
and
heard
he's
that he
not
has a
gay in it, but it rides the line. But
well,
it doesn't ride the line of being funny. It's
it
definitely
just turns
funny.
You on.
He's very ambiguous.
He's, the yeah, ambiguously he's not,
he's
Chino
not gay,
LaForge.
He's like a Q.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not a LBG or T, but he's a little cute.
Cute?
Yeah, I would say cute. Kawaii, baby.
QI?
Why not? QI not?
That's the conspiracy theory group on Kawaii is QI.
QI-anon.
Speaking of the Q folks, have you seen that the Trump supporters are now wearing shirts that say real men wear diapers? Is this real or is this fake?
That sounds fake. I didn't know about
the
this.
The real men wear diapers is mind-boggling to me because a lot of Republican QAnon and conspiracy people think that that our budget is being wasted on NASA and not like, you know, the military industrial complex or whatever. They're like, oh, 1.8% that goes to NASA, that's a bloated budget because everything is fake and the Jews are liars, right? That's what all conspiracies boil down to.
I did say the moon landing was a hoax at the start of this.
Let's not talk about Operation Paperclip. which is a Windows document.
More like the Jew landing.
I didn't say that. For the listeners at home, that was actual Vince, not Vince playing Rhonda.
The diaper thing is interesting because isn't that trying to talk about Joe Biden?
I was going to say that sounds like a dig at Joe Biden.
Yeah.
It started from the fact that Trump has been known to wear adult diapers now. His ex-lawyer, I think it was Cohen, actually...
He's had so many ex-lawyers.
One of his ex-lawyers made a statement calling him a very disparaging name that we can't say on the radio and alluding to the fact that he poops in his pants and wears diapers. And that tweet got admitted as evidence, so it's now part of the official record in Trump's court case.
Wow.
But now everybody's been talking about Trump wearing diapers. I mean, this has been going on since The Apprentice days where there's been rumors that Trump has worn diapers, but now it's like a part of the official record. Republicans are leaning into it, saying real men wear diapers because they're
It's not a dig at Joe Biden.
You know,
no.
If I've learned anything from trying to incorporate
you haven't
hip
heard
speak,
all the stuff about
hip speak into my verbiage, you start saying something sarcastically, and then all of a sudden, you start to believe it, and it starts to be real.
I was talking about this with comedian friend Ivan this morning.
No, because there's also another line of shirts that Trump supporters have been wearing that say diapers over Dems. So they'd say, like, I'd rather have a president that poops his pants and wears diapers than be a Democrat.
Wow.
So you know what? If anything were to magnify how I feel... that's just what a great way to
Would it be funny to make a shirt that says real babies wear diapers?
Ooh.
Get in while it's hot.
Ooh.
How do you feel about normalizing adult diapers? Would you wear an adult diaper if it was like normalized?
I worked in assisted living for a long time, so they're pretty normal.
Do you ever take
I'm
acid
saying for people who
yourself?
Don't for people who don't need them. Like somebody our age.
For fun.
Yeah.
Like,
or just for convenience.
Or for sex.
I don't think there's anything convenient about sitting in your poop all day.
Well,
that seems like the most inconvenient day.
But then you don't have to get up to go to the bathroom.
No!
Hold on. Now, Rhonda brought up an interesting point, because there are people...
Slushing around!
There are an adult there is an adult baby community
yeah.
of people who, it's not necessarily sexual, but people who like to dress up as babies.
I would assume this is and would be a great targeted audience for you guys.
The yeah. adult, the adult baby
the
community?
What's the Venn diagram of people that believe in lizard people
well, hey, nobody...
and want to have their baby bottom smacked with talcum powder?
I wonder if those adult baby community people look on this whole Trump baby or diaper shirt thing and they're like offended.
First of all,
or are they the most stoked because now we're trying to normalize adult diapers?
I'm just mad.
An adult baby diaper.
That of all the crimes Trump has done, we're talking about his diapers.
Oh, by the way, we've been told, I don't know if it's true, but I'm hearing that our phone lines are working now. So if you want to give us a call and talk to us about wearing adult diapers, 808-873-3435. I've just been given, you know, this just came across my desk. Our phone lines may be working and the answering machine is off. So give us
a
call.
We will assume that when you call that you are in, what did you call it? A baby adult?
Adult baby community.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
No,
as a matter,
is that what it's called though?
I think so.
Because I remember seeing a True Life way long ago. Where it was like True Life, I like dressing up like a baby.
Yeah, there's a whole community around it. As a matter of fact, there was a place, I believe it was in California somewhere, where somebody tried to open up an adult daycare where it was labeled as a spa. But it was a place where adult babies could go and just like be dressed up as adult babies and be coddled or whatever. And I think the community tried to shut it down because they're like, this is some crazy sex thing. And they're like, no.
It's and just, then the babies fought back.
It's just adults who like to wear diapers and dress up as babies and be treated like babies. It's a total normal thing.
Normal.
We don't kink shame here on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Yeah. We don't yuck your yum, baby.
We
what
are
you Googling
fetish,
over there, Chuck?
The fetish police. I'm showing my new sticker. I printed stickers for the listeners at home. Message
fetish
me at Rhonda.handsome.
George Cohen got disbarred. That's what I was looking up. And I was looking up other Trump lawyers. So Tapioca, done. My favorite one was we were going on vacation. And when we were leaving for vacation last year, Vince, we were going to Barcelona, you and I, for a sweet, sweet honeymoon.
Barcelona.
And our wives had to join us.
Ugh.
Those wet towels. How dare our wives join us on our honeymoon? Anywho, I love them. But hey, Trump had a lawyer called Trusty, and
is that
he
the
was,
one that lasted for one day?
He was his lawyer that when we left became Trump's lawyer, and then when we landed had already left being Trump's lawyer.
he couldn't last the entire flight.
Yeah, you're like, all righty then, my new lawyer. All right, hold on. I can't get a lawyer to represent me. Who are we going to get? Well, this one's called Trusty. What's the worst that could happen?
That sounds like somebody you'd barely trust to fix your dirt bike.
Hi, everybody.
I'm
disgraced meteorologist Trusty.
Mr. Trusty.
Objection.
Oh, man. So in China, they started selling adult diapers to people taking long train rides because the trains in China were so packed that people couldn't get to the restroom.
These were
for like 12-hour to 24-hour train rides. And the trains were so packed that people couldn't move, let alone go to the bathroom.
Oh,
so
no more midday messes.
Yeah.
That sounds messy. And then when it's packed, you're shifting into people. It's like, oh, you know, what if their pants aren't waterproof? It's getting out.
What if instead of a diaper, you had some sort of in-pants urination system where it was like a catheter that went into a bag?
I want system they have in Dune, or if you guys watch a lot of late night TV, do you guys watch a lot of Murder, She Wrote at night?
Well, you go scuba diving too, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you just supposed to pee in your wetsuit?
Yeah, I'm in the ocean, though. I'm not on like
a
train.
But the whole point is that the wetsuit prevents water from like if there's a little barrier there.
Oh, no, you're totally peeing.
There's some lockage.
There's no Mr. Coffee filter. It's all going on.
I feel like wetsuits are kind of permeable.
Yeah, they are, but there's some
percentage. When was the last time you guys pooped in the ocean?
Like a spandex wetsuit. Now that's really going to seal it in.
Have you ever pooped in the ocean?
I haven't been drawn to that necessity.
You've never
but
done
an
aqua dump?
I see the sea poops, you know.
And how about a pool or a lake?
No.
Water park?
Haven't had to.
I am very much against this. When I was a kid, we went to a lake and there was a bunch of people who were taking their reusable baby diapers and washing them off in the public lake that
Sounds
we were
like
at.
Sounds like hippies more than anything.
And it was it was such a turnoff that I was like, I would never be so disrespectful as to poop in a lake. Because a lake is, I mean, like, the ocean is so big and so vast, and it's like
so you've pooped, then, though, pooped in the ocean before?
A lake is like a closed environment.
You pooped in the ocean before?
I have honestly, I can say I have never pooped in the ocean.
You've never taken an aqua dump?
No,
Tony.
And I don't like the fact that you're implying that you have done this many times, and yeah. I even have a term for it.
If you're a listener with an opinion about pooping in the ocean,
give us a call, 808-873-3435. We want to hear from you.
It feels really good to poop in the ocean.
You can call anonymously.
Also, Corky, I know you're listening. Give us a call. We just want to talk to you.
Yeah,
we just want to do a welfare check on Corky and make sure she's doing okay.
Corky asked me earlier if I knew what Ted's car looked like. I was like, nope.
Which one? He's got Ted has like 7 cars.
I don't know, but just the nature of the question, I was like, I think even if I knew, I shouldn't tell you.
Do you want to talk about Seinfeld on Frosted? Have either of you seen that yet?
No,
I watched it.
Huge mixed reviews. Do you know? Think it's funny.
The controversy behind it.
No.
All right. So
is it Seinfeld, real controversy or is it made
Kellogg,
up so we care about
Kellogg
it?
Issue?
Well.
Right. The something's wrong with Kellogg's.
I think it's actually flattering to Kellogg. However, there is a scene where the cereal mascots storm Kellogg's.
Yeah, like the
like
Capitol.
the January 6th riots.
Yeah, but it was July 6th. They kept on saying July 6th.
That's funny.
So that it was actually that scene was actually funny. There's a lot of funny scenes. There's a
I liked it. There's
a scene where they bring in
the guys. Anyone's desk?
They bring in the guys from Mad Men. It's actually John Hamm.
Yeah, and they do
and
a
Roger
pitch.
Whatever, they, and they do a pitch for Pop Tarts.
But it's from the Mad Men perspective of like being like if you ever watch Mad Men, you know they take everything where it's like a toaster. It's like it's not just a toaster. You want to sell this toaster not just to the women, but to the men. You have to make it sexier. And so now they're doing that with these like
with the Pop Tarts.
With the Pop Tarts and they're trying to make it, you know, like pop noir. And like there's a, like this pitch that they're like if you only ever just want to be a treat for children.
All right,
then
so
that's fine.
Let's do a little background. Jerry Seinfeld was doing an interview for
Corky just hit me up.
He was doing an interview for the movie.
Dumps.
Jerry Seinfeld was doing an interview on while promoting the movie, and he said something to the extent of PC culture is ruining comedy, which, as you know, that is something that is such a hack thing to say, and it's something that usually only unfunny conservative comedians use as like a last resort to explain why they're not
like
funny.
Tim Allen not being funny. Yeah. Tim Allen's not funny because he's not relatable and he's not funny.
It's like the whole thing of you can't say anything. It's like, what do you want to say?
Yeah. Also,
I don't have anything to say.
Have any of you seen the show called That's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Rob McElhenney was one of the people that replied to him and said, like, have you seen what we've been putting on TV? Like, and basically Seinfeld was saying, if you write like a script or something comedic and it goes through a bunch of committees to make sure it's okay, he's saying artistically that waters down your vision, but that's not necessarily true. Anyway, the woke community or the PC, you know, community heard him say that, and there was an immediate knee-jerk reaction to call out Seinfeld and say that he's like, now Seinfeld is anti-woke and all this stuff, which is ironic because Seinfeld has always been a clean comedian and has very rarely ever punched down. He's not like a conservative comedian. He's actually very liberal and clean cut.
Guess who cares about all of these people coming after Seinfeld? Not Seinfeld.
Not Seinfeld.
I looked up his age in the movie.
He's 69?
He's 70. And
he turned 70 already?
What was the head
he
of the mascots?
He just turned 70.
What was the head of the mascots?
Oh, Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. Guess how old he is.
How old?
He's like freaking 59.
Wow.
And he looks
yeah,
60.
Seinfeld is 70 years old. And let's not forget, he is literally a billionaire. So Seinfeld is a little, we can say he's a little out of touch. He was out of touch enough to not know that what he was saying was very hack and stupid thing to say and was going to cause repercussions. However, there was this like immediate reaction to start dragging him and then also drag the movie. And
Jim Gaffigan's in the movie too. It's all star cast.
Richard Roper from the Chicago Star newspaper said that the movie is one of the worst movies of the decade.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, like, give me a break.
My two cents.
It might not be the best movie of the decade.
Have you seen the remake of Leprechaun that WWE made a couple years ago?
No.
Come on, guys. There's worse movies out there.
There's so many funny people in the movie.
If you're going into it expecting some kind of amazing stance or eye-opening experience or theatrical thing, That's not the. This is just funny and a little cheesy and over the top.
Did you see the Nike movie with Ben Affleck?
No.
It's like the story of Nike. And then there was the story about the Palm Pilot.
Oh, yeah. The BlackBerry one. The BlackBerry.
The BlackBerry movie. Like,
with Dennis.
Those are both sort of like, like Dennis from Always Sunny. Those are both like these like corporate docudrama type movies. And the Unfrosted is sort of like a parody of that. So it kind of reads like somewhere between a Seinfeld movie and an episode of Drunk History. Yeah. But it has this like really weird style of humor. It's like that deadpan Seinfeld goofball humor where it's not overtly funny, but it's like sort of like kind of goofy.
And I think you can look at it and
but everybody's playing it straight.
You can look at it and see that 100 comedians had a say in the writing because it's all different types of like each scene is almost standalone on like some scenes are a little more dry, some have like a dancing ravioli, and some scenes are like
the scene where
pup.
Jack McBrayer blows up and then they're like, oh, he's okay, and he's like, no
yeah, so that's the thing, there's like
that was super funny.
If you're going into it expecting one specific tone of comedy or one specific voice, that's not what this is. It feels very much like a fun collage.
Christian Slater is a milkman.
Christian Slater, and there's like a whole milkman.
Slater's funny playing it that way, man.
Christian Slater is
Bill Burr played the president.
He played JFK. What? That's so great.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr's JFK is great.
He had a meeting with the Doubleman twin. There's a lot of fun little stuff.
If you're expecting it to be the best movie of the decade, you will be disappointed if you're expecting it to be the best or the worst movie of the decade. It's neither. It's right in between. It's a fun watch. It's on Netflix. Go watch it.
And that was what Evan and I were gonna, my husband and I were gonna put it on in like a Saturday night. I was like, this is not a Saturday night movie. This is a Sunday morning movie. Put it on a Sunday morning. You have some breakfast. You have your coffee.
You eat your Pop-Tarts. You watch the Pop-Tarts.
It's a light little thing. It was fun. And
I like Jim Gaffigan in anything.
Jim Gaffigan was great.
Fred Armisted is in it.
Is that McCarthy?
Amy Schumer.
What's the main?
McCarthy? Oh, so it's got just everybody. It's a potpourri of all the comedians.
Everybody. It has Schmidt from New Girl is Amy Schumer's assistant. It has every single person. All of the, they got the guy Bobby Moynihan. They got every single person in that movie. You're like, this.
Jim Gaffigan's reading a newspaper and he's like, oh, Vietnam. That's a good idea. All right, Rhonda, you have a trivia night coming up?
Yes, this weekend.
That you want to plug?
Saturday at Pizza Madness.
Pizza Madness.
It's free if you bring a
Stop the presses, Johan.
If you bring a non-perishable food item, or if you doing donations for the Maui Food Bank.
Oh, it cool. is the Maui Food Bank month, right? It's National Gift
is
People
it?
Food. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Also,
that worked out really well. But if you don't bring a can of food,
no, Rhonda totally knew that, guys.
You're just always doing good.
If you can't bring a can or non-perishable food item, we're saying like $5 to $10 per person to donate to the Maui Food Bank.
But if can.
Your hamburger helper not just donate stuff that you're not going to eat, and try to donate low sodium stuff, except for hamburger helper. Everyone wants hamburger helper.
I do when I bring food to donate places,
I used to bring beets because I didn't like beets, but now I like beets.
One good item. And then three things that you just want to clean out of your pantry.
Oh, okay.
That's like a nice little spread.
That's a good compromise.
Spread. So the themes.
Yeah, you sneak in the bad stuff behind the good thing.
Yeah, it's like an Oreo.
What part of the Oreo is the bad thing?
Oh, I just think of like when you get you when you give it. Somebody criticism, you're supposed to, I guess, you do
compliment
like a
sandwich.
Criticism sandwich or whatever, however you want to say it. Or you say a good thing at the front.
Thank you so much for being here, Rhonda. We really appreciate you. We brought you in here because we really like what you're doing. Having said that,
And you stink, but also
you
you're super
to
funny.
Stop wearing diapers at work. And thank you so much for
but
coming
But I love
in.
Your initiative.
Yeah.
you sandwich it. Anyway, so we'll have two rounds for trivia. First round is Simpsons themed. Second round is beer themed.
Duff beer themed?
Any kind of beer, we'll see. And we always have really good prizes. We'll have gift cards to Esther's, gift cards to Pizza Madness,
We got swag on swag.
Maui Brewing Co. swag, Pizza Madness swag.
The first time that I did the trivia with you guys, my team won first place, and the prizes were fantastic. Then the second time we did the Sopranos trivia, we won second place, and the prizes were also fantastic.
The prizes we try to make
you
good.
You get some good prizes.
I do a mixture of local gift cards that are all, like Esther's donates the gift card.
That's
Esther's
that killer bar in Wailuku.
In Wailuku.
What prizes did your team get, Chuck? Oh, that's right. You were on the losers.
We were very, very upset about that.
I also order some fun stuff online, too. I got it's little mystery bags of Simpsons Legos.
Ooh, oh, that's
figurines.
Cool.
So there'll be a few of those in the first prize bag.
I'm rooting for Mo Sizlak.
Yep.
All right. So since you have a Simpsons trivia coming up, that's this Saturday?
That's this Saturday, 7:30 check-in on Saturday. If you want
at
more
Pizza Madness.
More info for anything, whether it's my podcast, stand-up, or the Pizza Madness events, go to Instagram, ronda.handsome, Rhonda Handsome. All my information is on there for flyers.
And so to celebrate that, we're going to play a little game, Rhonda.
Yay.
Because you know we love to play games when Rhonda's here.
Yay. On KAKU 88.5, the voice of
Gravy.
Gravy. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. We're just chilling out, having nothing but home-cooked conversation with co-host Vincent Fodi.
I feel like we're all very caffeinated today.
Our special guest,
I'm
rocked, bro. Our special guest today is a good friend of the show, amazing comedian, and you're just putting on all the best events this year. Rhonda Lee Kitts.
Yay.
Woo, yeah. The whole kit and caboodle. Yep.
At Rhonda Handsome.
Yeah. On Instagram.
Because she's very handsome.
And if you misspell it, it's a NBA player instead.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, so the game that we're going to play today is going to be called Simpson or Simpson. Mm. And I'm going to read you a fact, and you have to tell me if it's Homer Simpson or O.J. Simpson.
Oh, fun.
Do you understand?
Yes, because this weekend I opted not to do
anything about O.J. Simpson.
I'm going to do some stuff.
We're going to do this Billy on the Street style, Chuck.
Okay.
So you guys aren't going to ring in.
Sorry, Corky's roasting me right now.
Chuck, do you have a timer on your phone?
I do.
All right, give me a timer. Give us 90 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
If we run out of time, just ring the bell, Chuck, to let us know. Okay, so we're going to do 90 seconds on the clock. And we're going to do Simpson or Simpson. Do you understand the rules of the game?
I do. I'm
gonna
just going to say
a fact, and you have to say
OJ
either
or Homer.
OJ Simpson or Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Okay. 90 seconds on the clock. Today's episode also is brought to us by Channing Tatum's Tater Tots. Mmm, Tatum's, put a little magic in your mouth.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like Adam Sandler's Sandpaper. Use the Sandman when you need to sand, man. You'll be happy with Adam Sandler's Sandpaper.
And also by Scott Baio's Mayo, put Charles in charge
of your lunch. And of course, today's show could not be underwritten in without our good friends down at Kate Hudson's Perfume. If you want to smell like the Hudson, Kate Hudson's Perfume, the best way to lose a guy in 10 days. Her perfumes are almost famous.
And Scarlett Johansson's Stationery. Make every letter a scarlet letter.
All right, so here we go. We're going to play Simpson or Simpson. Okay. 90 seconds on the clock. And here we. Do you feel confident?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I always feel confident.
All right, 90 seconds.
90 seconds.
3, 2, 1, and go.
Did commercial for Hertz Rent-A-Car.
OJ.
Did commercials for Butterfingers.
It's Homer.
Correct. Committed a robbery in Las Vegas.
OJ.
Correct. Got married in Las Vegas.
Homer.
Correct. Was accused of murdering Mr. Burns.
Homer.
Correct. Was accused of murdering Ron Goldman.
OJ.
Yes. Started in a movie in 1988.
OJ.
Yes. Starred in a movie in 2007.
Homer.
Yes. Was responsible for the death of Maude Flanders.
Homer.
Was responsible for the death of Nicole Brown.
OJ.
Correct. Allegedly. Had a lawyer named Lionel Hutz.
Homer.
Correct. Had a lawyer named Johnny Cochran.
OJ.
Yes. Lived in Springfield.
Homer.
Yes. Lived in Los Angeles.
OJ.
Played for the Buffalo Bills.
OJ.
Yes. Played for Mr. Burns' softball team.
Homer.
Died from eating broccoli.
Homer.
Yes, died from prostate cancer.
OJ.
His father was a drag queen.
Ooh, OJ?
That is correct. His father fought in World War II.
Homer.
He won a Grammy.
OJ?
No, that was Homer. He won a Heisman Trophy.
OJ.
OJ is correct. Has a son named Bart.
Homer.
Yes. Has a son named Jason.
OJ.
Friends with Rob Kardashian.
OJ.
Yes, friends with Lenny and Carl.
Homer.
Middle name is Jay.
OJ.
No, that's Homer. Middle name is James.
What's OJ?
Okay, time's up. Did she win? Yes, you won, Rhonda. You won. Yay! You won Simpson or Simpson.
Did Chuck win the ring the bell thing when the timer ends? Oh, that's funny. I love that Billy on the Street one where he's doing it with Stephen Colbert, okay. Where he's like doing, is this a quote from Nicki Minaj or Hamilton, I think? And it's like, you know, if listeners at home go listen to it.
Yeah, guys, if you haven't seen Billy on the Street, what we just did was very Billy on the Street-esque. Because they always go, did she win it? Yes, you won! Yeah. You won, Rhonda!
And then the answers that are somewhat obvious, too. Like in side-by-side comparison.
Right, exactly. So I think Billy on the Street's available on HBO.
I watch it a lot on YouTube.
I think it's on HBO Max.
It was
right now. You could probably catch a lot of it on YouTube as well.
You can watch Billy on the Street. Watch the best of on any social media platform.
All right, here's a couple extra ones. Played golf with Michael Jordan.
OJ.
Played golf with Mr. Burns.
Homer.
Likes to eat donuts.
Both.
Yeah, stabbed his wife to death.
OJ.
Allegedly. Well, great job, Rhonda. You did a great job today.
I heard a conspiracy theory about that it was OJ's son. He's covered
Jason?
Yeah,
I heard that one as well. Yeah. Well,
OJ's like, now that I'm dead, everyone's starting to think it's somebody else.
He's like, where were you guys before?
I think what my father's saying is, you're like a member.
All right. I just had a bunch of Simpsons quotes.
Although, the glove, the Isotoner glove that he had was bought for him by Nicole Brown.
Mm.
Is the phone ringing? Or is that in the background? Are you just playing Simpsons music?
Yeah.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Simpsons or Simpsons was brought to us by Dwayne Johnson's Wholesale Seafood. It isn't a rock. It's a rock lobster. Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
And Helen Hunt's rifles. Her rifles are as good as it gets.
That's true. And also by Kenny Loggins Cybersecurity. Trust your logins to Loggins. Don't let your privacy be in the danger zone. All right. Oh, we got to do a follow-up junction.
Ooh, baby.
This week for... Oh, blow the whistle there. Ring the whistle. Ring the whistle and blow the bell. Time for follow-up junction as well.
Follow-up junction is one of the most lovely segments we have here on KAKU 88.5, the voice of...
Gravy.
This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. We could not do the Biscuits and Gravy Show without you. Everyone watching on Channel 54 and Channel 55. Everyone who dials it into our website, biscuitwars.com. And, of course, follows us at the Biscuits and Gravy.
Am I in frame?
And, yeah.
Totally. I'm in frame, so it doesn't really matter.
You're just dark.
This is the moneymaker right here.
It's the guest. Are you guys going to do a...
Chuck, why are you walking out of frame?
Are you guys going to do a...
Chuck's turning the light on.
Correction. Oh, wow.
Is that... Wow, that's a... You're
bright.
Turning on the bright lights. Turn on the bright lights. What is this, an Interpol album? That joke was brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's eggs. Make your eggs Benedict's.
Speaking of Interpol.
Are you going to do a correction caboose for me winning?
Correction caboose?
I listened back, the one episode I listened back to. I totally won the Tokyo or...
You don't even know the name of the game.
Godzilla, Emperor...
King or King of Monsters?
Yeah.
I went back and listened to it again and...
Landslide.
Okay.
Landslide.
I don't think it was a landslide victory.
It totally was a landslide. All right, I got
Trump.
I got 11 and Chuck got like 4.
But the 4 I do gets weighted more.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay. But as we said, tie goes to the guest. So you even if it was a tie, which it wasn't because Rhonda won in a landslide.
Thank you.
We're going to give it to you.
Landslide brought me down, baby.
Where were you?
Truth Network, baby.
Is that light too much, Rhonda? How do you...
I can't tell. How am I showing? I don't care about my eyes.
You're
how
glowing.
Am I showing up?
You're glowing.
Am I just an orange head?
No, you look great.
I think it's too much
you
light.
You look fantastic. You want me to turn it off?
Yeah. All it's right. Distracting.
I'm just going to turn it towards me.
Chuck literally just stole my spotlight.
Literally. I'm just
going to... Wow.
Go.
That
hi,
does look
everybody.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Woo. Put my shades on, baby.
I look better in
Hello,
the dark.
Sunshine.
All right. So Chuck, you better be careful blowing that whistle because a second Boeing whistleblower just died. Did you hear about this one? We talked a couple weeks ago about the first whistleblower
for
Boeing. I know
the one whistleblower that was in the motel parking lot in his car.
And he shot himself 5 times in the back of the head.
That's how I commit suicide. Everyone knows it.
So just last week, another Boeing whistleblower died. he died from some rare form of staph infection that was like in, that made its way into his lungs and he inhaled somehow.
Mm, sounds like the Boeing staff infected him.
Which is it's
Boeing's
weird
like
because
our staff is infected.
I'm currently I'm currently watching The Americans, and that sounds like something that they did in an episode of The Americans where they like infected this guy. And they're like, unless you tell us this information, we're not going to give you the anecdote and your son's going to die.
The CIA had a heart attack gun. It was like a little loogie they'd spit at you and then you die of a heart attack.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Facts.
Heart attack gun.
Heart attack gun, baby.
But it's a loogie.
It's a, yeah, it's like they pachoo. They pachoo
it at you. A heart attack loogie.
They pachoo it at you.
They pachoo it
at you. It's patchouli.
They train children.
They do. They condition us.
Oh, did you hear that Boeing is changing its name to Bo? Because the wing fell off. Am I right, guys?
Oh, wow. Oh. So, I mean, worst case scenario, if they go bankrupt, the U.S. government's just going to bail them out.
I think I got a fog.
And then all the executives are just going to take that money and then not fix the planes.
Boeing. Because
that's what Maui Electric did, yeah? When we had the fires 5 years ago, Maui Electric got all this money to fix the telephone poles. And instead of fixing, like, the termite poles, they just gave all the people money, not the people on island or the people here, but the investors for it.
They kept and that's what, funding right. the termites instead.
Yeah. I want termite limits, just like my politicians.
Termite
limits, baby.
You guys off grid here?
So also yes. we missed a story.
Off the grid and off the air.
Last yeah. week, there was a white buffalo born. We missed it. It went below the biscuit radar.
Oh, really?
When was the last white buffalo born? How old are you? Yeah.
There's white. It's like also like the super moon, though, or the super sun. It feels like it just keeps happening and happening. But yeah, there was a white buffalo born very, very, very recently.
That's cool. So it's like an albino.
An albino, baby.
Wasn't there a joke about that?
An albino buffalo?
Didn't you have something like that?
I had the one about the 200-year-old buffalo.
Oh, my God. Can we go 1 week without telling the joke?
Wait, no. What about the one?
Did you hear the one about the albino buffalo?
No,
he was in the white place. Am I right?
The white place.
He had all the white
time.
Stuff.
Something like a buffalo saying goodbye to its child.
Oh, what did the buffalo say to its kid when it went off to college? Bye, son.
Bye, son. That was what I was thinking.
Yeah. What did the albino buffalo say to the...
I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes.
What's what's the difference between an epileptic oystermonger and a prostitute with diarrhea?
Oh, one's a busty crustacean and one's a crusty bus station?
Oh, wow! You're on fire today, Rhonda.
Wait, what?
That's the answer to a joke that has a different long setup.
I said, maybe you should put on the roller skates.
What was your sort of? I blacked out the second I started trying to think of that answer.
I can't. The answer to my joke, I can't say on the radio. I'll tell you after.
Beep.
I'll tell you after the radio show.
To it.
What's the difference between an epileptic oystermonger and a prostitute with diarrhea? I'll tell you the answer after the
okay,
after
yeah,
because I can't say it on air. But crusty bus station. What?
No, there's a joke where the punchline is.
We'll put the answer on our Patreon.
The answer is. Because one's a, I don't know the setup. One's a crusty bus station.
What's the difference between a crab with big boobs and
something? A lobster with big boobs.
And one with some.
A lobster
crabs.
With double D's and
a lobster with double D's and the tart. The
and an Amtrak
worker,
something.
Amtrak.
Yeah, because it's the other one's
the K and A septa stop.
Yeah.
For all you Philadelphia. Well, for the Philadelphia people, will get that one.
Yeah, or like. Yeah, an Amtrak stop
and the Frankfurt
in
Terminal.
Downtown. Then you say, oh, one's a busty crustacean, one's a rusty bus station.
A crusty bus station.
Yeah, a busty crustacean, and one's a crusty bus station.
You said rusty bus station.
That Which works, too.
I think it's funnier.
What's the difference between Donald Trump's lawyer, one's a trusty bus station, and one's a busty trust station?
Trusty callback.
His name is Trusty.
His name was Trusty.
Trusty.
Wait, was it a guy or a girl?
It was him.
Okay. It was a they, them.
There's a lot of times where I say that. I can never think of the setup, but it's just fun to say the punchline of random things. That, and it worked out perfectly.
That's great.
I think the answer because to yours is because one's A and the other's A, right?
That's
exactly. Yeah. But we oh, will not man. Say it on the air. We'll put it on the Patreon.
For the listeners at home, I'm crying. I was laughing so hard. The listeners at home are like, this is making no sense.
Well, that is the essence of the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Why does Ariel wear seashells? Because she outgrew her bee shells.
Porky said, your whole life has prepared you for this.
Yes, very good. All right, so that's the Boeing whistleblower segment.
That's another standard follow-up junction. You know what?
Corporate America can kill people and get away with it.
You know what? You know what you sit on at follow-up junction? A crusty bus station.
Train station.
Oh. When you said bus station, I didn't hear it as a station for buses.
She said bus station?
I heard it like bus station.
Bus station.
Like gestation.
Yes. But like the period that your boobs get bigger. Yeah, instead of a gestation, your bus station.
For the lobster with double D's.
Yeah.
That's a...
That's your bus station period.
How often at open mic do we hear someone do a lobster crab joke about prostitutes? At least once a year, right? And they try to fake it like it's their own thing.
I didn't hear one on Monday. Maybe that's
there
why.
There were plenty of hack jokes on Monday.
The one time at Threes when Kent was like, how do you know it's bedtime at Neverland Ranch? And I was like, when the big hand touches the little hand. He was like, how did you know that? I made that joke up. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, you wrote that joke on Angel Fire in 1995 when you were born in 1991. Yeah,
I'm like,
okay.
If you wrote that joke, how did I hear the punchline in third grade?
Yeah. Also, when it's something so specific, you know, everybody's got their stance on, you know, whatever, airplane food or TSA or whatever. And it's like, that is very specific. And you're Kent.
So 7 years ago, we had a comedy show.
What's more likely, that Kent wrote a funny joke?
Or that he stole a joke from somebody.
Or
7 years ago was the anniversary of our Fresh Faces show and Kent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He's 7 years old?
So for biscuits and or gravy news, a pub in Wales is serving chicken tender platters with a gravy fountain.
Yeah.
It looks, it's like a gravy fountain.
And everyone has sent me that this week, and I could not be happier.
I sent you a fondue fountain that's gravy instead.
So this is like, it's like one of those fancy cupcake stands where it's got like different tiers, and it's got all chicken tenders.
Think chocolate
It's
fountain.
Like chicken tenders and fries around it, and then in the middle is a gravy fountain. It looks so good.
I won't want my gravy to be that liquid, though. I want my gravy to be like a viscous substance you would find in Donald Trump's diapers.
You know what would be good for that is a fondue
Sorry,
pot.
Sorry, Corky.
Do a fondue pot kind of gravy. And then you can put meat in it.
Mm.
In the fountain, meat's going to clog up the
arteries.
The tubes.
And then we should do a quick gluttony club also in addition to that, now that I'm all hungry from talking about that.
Hangry
I
times.
Went to Burger Boys for the first time.
Oh, my God.
I did some scouting because our YouTube channel is currently working on video for the best burger on Maui. Mm. And so I wanted to ask your opinion because you are a Maui connoisseur as well.
What kind of burgers are we going for?
I would say
exciting, like creative things, or like you're going for like a standard cheeseburger.
So we're trying to get a basic cheeseburger at every place.
We
want
to get like a basic cheeseburger, but also we're going to allow for people that have very interesting burgers. I'm a big fan of 808 on Main has the deli burger, which has like a fried pastrami and a fried egg on top.
Yeah.
Which I'm a big fan of.
Love pastrami on
burgers,
man.
Also in Wailuku, and if you're not doing fast places and sit down places, for just a classic cheeseburger, the cheapest and best that I like is Tiffany's has
Tiffany's
like $7.
Oh, which is now under new management, right?
For the last
so
few
we're
years.
Gonna try to focus specifically on places that are known for their burgers and,
I wanna go to Sheets,
and
dude.
Are like more exclusively burgers.
What's the one? They started next to the gas station in Kihei, and now they have
Havens. We're going to Havens today.
Yeah, we're going to Havens today.
We're doing Teddy's Bigger Burgers and Havens. We're going to do the burger face-off.
Oh,
but
if you Teddy's is great,
so
too.
If you like
I'm
Havens.
Judging it by patty. I'm judging it by bun. and
overall burger experience.
Vince and I have very divergent opinions on this. I want a burger that I can eat without making like a travesty of a desperate mess.
And when it comes to me, I like the sloppier the better. I think the sloppier a burger
is. Middle ground is what I was going to say, which isn't trying to be funny. Go for the mouthfeel. So as long as that's my thing, if it's messy before you even bite into it, where it's already wet and the bun's falling apart, I hate that.
I want texture. I don't want to be overloaded with onions. I don't want the tomatoes to slip out.
If by the second
I do not want a slippery tomato.
If by the second half of the burger, if it's all falling apart, I don't really care about that. My issue is when you go in to bite it, if you can't really get a bite with everything on it,
yeah, it's everything needs to be layered, like sushi.
Yeah, I think that it's got to the burger has to have a nice bite to it.
Mm-hmm. I don't want my burger to be like a Taco Bell burrito. Like the Taco Bell burrito, the 7-layer burrito, is not layered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on top of each other. The sour cream is always in like the middle and gets super hot, and the beans are always at the end, and the rice is always in the beginning. I don't want it like that. I want it stacked.
You know, it's like a Mexican parfait.
You know who has a good real cheap and dirty burger?
Cheap and
Kings.
Dirty. Kings, yeah, dude. I get the buffalo burger. At
I
Kings,
just get
man.
The normal one.
They have a buffalo burger at Kings?
Yeah.
Wait, but like buffalo flavored, like buffalo chicken?
No,
or
I think it's
made
just,
from buffalo meat.
No, it's like a buffalo sauce they put on it.
Yeah. That's really good. Mm. That's like a regular. You can get it right before open mic.
Yeah
because
one of them.
But I mean, that's like the best spot to have a burger place because, you know, that's where
everyone's getting their drink.
Everybody's getting drunk and looking for like some greasy fast food at the end of the night.
Yep.
So if I was Kings, I would only be open from like 10 o'clock to 2 in the morning.
No, they slay it for breakfast and lunch plates.
Really?
Yeah. People like a lot on their way to work love ordering it and they do a lot of DoorDash.
A lot of their menu is breakfast stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Like the burger stuff is like... Mm-hmm. The dinner time stuff is like less on the menu.
One time I ordered like 6 spam musubis and they gave me regular musubis and I'm still mad about it.
Whoa.
And I'm like, these aren't spam musubis. And they're like, oh, well. I was like, wait, what?
What meat was in it then instead?
It wasn't spam.
What?
Yeah, it was like bacon or something like that. And
weird.
I was like,
yeah.
And I was like, this is not what I ordered.
We had a burger
they're like,
last week.
We don't speak English.
They had spam
I'm like,
on it.
Now you don't speak English?
It was super good.
Wait, a burger with spam on it?
Yeah, we had it.
At Maui Burger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good burger.
Maui Burger.
Yeah, those are good too.
Gonna be hard to beat.
I like Stew's too.
The Stew's in Kihei is closed. It's only
permanently.
Upcountry
they
now.
Only have the upcountry food truck.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Bully's?
Yeah, I love Bully's too.
I've been hearing a lot of good things about Bully's. I haven't been there yet, so I'm also looking forward to trying that for the video.
Bully's is good. I used to always.
And that's going to do it for Gluttony Club.
Used to get the burger from Stew's and then go to the Kihei movie theater.
There you go. Hey, you don't have to sell us on that.
They had a good goat cheese burger.
For spoiler alert, I do just want to say that season 3 of Welcome to Wrexham just came out. So if you have Hulu, I'm a huge fan of that show. It's like a documentary about Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds bought a soccer team together. A Welsh soccer team. And the way soccer works, if you win the league, then you get promoted up to the next league. So their goal was to try to get promoted. And in the second season of the show, they won and they got promoted to the next league. And so now this is season 3. They're in a higher league. And spoiler alert, I'm only going to spoil this because it happened in real life, so you can already look it up. But they did win the league and got promoted again. So this season's going to be fantastic because they end up – it's a Cinderella story.
What is it
called? They got promoted again. It's called Welcome to Wrexham.
Okay, on the topic
of – if you like sports documentaries, fantastic.
Hulu things about soccer/football based on true stories. There's a new show with a movie with Fassbender. Next Goal Wins, directed by Taiko Waititi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a heartfelt.
It's
really?
On Hulu.
Yeah.
Very good.
What's
it's
it
about
called?
It's Next Goal Wins.
Okay.
And it's like a Samoan.
It's
or
based
oh, yeah. I did hear about that.
Yeah, American Samoa. And they are the worst ranked team.
Whoa, no qualitative statements, Rhonda.
In the league or whatever. And
you're putting
they,
on real like wizard vibes.
Where
right
it's true that they go
wizard sleeve vibes.
They go something like 10 years with never making one goal.
Whoa.
And so then Michael Fassbender's character gets hired to coach them.
Yeah.
So it's good.
And then if you have Hulu, also check out Shogun. Shogun is finished. All the episodes are available now. If you haven't seen Shogun, I have a feeling it might win Best Limited Series Emmy this year. I have a feeling it's probably going to take home the gold.
Shogun,
although
sure enough,
the regime starring Kate Winslet was also very good.
Oh, I've heard
that's
good
on HBO. It's
that.
Very good. Kate Winslet gives a fantastic performance.
And she's in the bathtub. Do you get to see part of her boobs? Yes.
And the Oscar this year is going to go to Unfrosted. We all know.
Oh, yeah,
the ravioli.
No, but if you have Netflix, Unfrosted was not the worst movie of the decade. Give it a chance.
And I like that they made it was like an hour and 20 minutes or something.
Yeah,
every actually, movie should be an hour and 27
minutes. If you go into it with very low expectations, then you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Just
too.
Like the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Honk, honk.
I think that actually did a lot to temper everyone's expectations, and then everybody was like, is it really that bad? And no, it's just actually a nice
good marketing
goofy movie. All right, now it's time for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the world.
I'm wearing my Chuck Stuff Knowledge Buffalo shirt.
Put 90 minutes on the clock?
Chuck Stuff Knowledge Buffalo is brought to us by John Hamm's Pork Products. If it's not ham, it's not pork.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by
Tim Allen's wrenches.
Hey.
Great for turning state's evidence.
And also Steven Tyler's hand-carved arrows. When you need a quality arrow, trust an arrowsmith.
And alrighty. Manny Pacquiao's backpacks.
Yes.
When you need a quality backpack.
Pacquiao.
Oh, you know how much I love that sponsor. All right, we got to plow through this,
Our
baby.
First question comes from Aaron in Olympia, Washington. Aaron wants to know, this English environmentalist TV host.
Attenborough.
Very good, Rhonda.
You can finish this question if you want, but I don't need it.
Who is David Attenborough? Who is Sir David Attenborough?
Our second question comes from Mitch in Charlotte, North Carolina. Joan Jett had the 1981 hit song, I love
Rock and Roll.
I Love Rocky Road.
Ah!
No, it was I Love Rock and Roll is correct. Okay. Violence.
I thought you were going to ask a question.
Our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
Fake.
David in Haiku wants to know, Mario Andretti is known for competing in what sport?
Surfing.
Serving?
Surfing.
Surfing.
Swimming.
Who is soccer?
Oh, you're both wrong. Mario Andretti.
Tennis.
Is a race car driver. But together,
I had about six more obscure sports to list
combined
before I got to race car
badminton.
Driver.
Together, you guys got two out of three. And you know what our deceased, unvaccinated friend Meatloaf always says?
Plus two out of three.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But you guys weren't that bad. Thank you so much for joining me on this gravy train today. We'll catch you next week. Same gravy time, same gravy place. Rhonda, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you so much for putting those awesome trivias on.
Follow me on Instagram, rhonda.handsome. I have a flyer for my fundraiser this Saturday.
Yay.
You got tons of good comedy going up. Vincent Fodi, thank you so much for being everything that you do. And from me to you, hello!